comes one of my favorite performers, and he will entertain us, as he always does, Ed Bannon. And as he works his way to the microphone, I would just like to let you know that we have a card. Ellen brought a birthday card for Rose Canonico. Ruth Canonico. Oh, Rose, not Rose. Ruth. Ruth Canonico. She is not here tonight, but Ellen has Ruth's card. So if you want to say happy birthday to her or write happy birthday to her, ask Ellen. And she will help you say happy birthday to Ruth.
Proceed on ruthlessly.
And then we'll proceed on ruthlessly. Oh. Okay. Without further ado, let's put our hands together for Ed Bennett.
Thank you, John. Hello, Colonial Inn. I'd like to entertain you with a song by Johnny Cash tonight. Boy named Sue. My daddy left home when I was 3. He didn't leave much for my ma and me, just an old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing my daddy ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Now, he must have thought that was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from a lot of folk. Seems to me I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle, and I'd turn red, and some guy would laugh, and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick, and I grew up mean. My fists grew hard and my wits grew keen, and I'd roam from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars that I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man who gave me that awful name. Well, I was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. And I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. In an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, was the dirty, mangy dog who named me Sue. Now I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. Well, he was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, "How do you do? My name is Sue. Now you're gonna die." Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, he came up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer. Well, I tell you now, I've fought tougher folks, but I really don't know, remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. Well, I heard him laugh and I heard him cuss. He reached for his gun, but I pulled mine first. And he stood there looking at me, and I saw him smile. He said, "Son, this world is rough, and if a man's got to make it, he's got to be tough. So I give you that name, and I said goodbye, and I knew you'd have to get tough or die, and it was that name that helped to make you strong. Now, you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your gut and the spit in your eye, because I'm the son of a bleep who named you Sue. What could I do?" Well, I got all confused, and I threw down my gun, and I called him my pa, and he called me his son, and I came away with a different point of view. And I think about him every now and then, every time I try, and every time I win. And I think, if I ever have a son, I'm going to name him after you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
What's your name, son, too?